This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Just for an inspiration today, I'd like to think about the concept of the Trinity and how marvelous it is and how much it's another one of those places where the reality of God is proved. If we think about God and we think about what man can create for a God, it's a singular God, you know, it's a Zeus on a hill or something like that. And while there may be multiple lowercase gods, in quotes, only God has this concept of the Trinity, and it goes along with the omnipresence of God. Only our God, only Jehovah, that we know as Jehovah, is able to be in many places at once. In fact, in all places. Omni means all. And so God is all present. Now, there are those that would say, well, God is present in the tree and in the blade of grass and so on. That's not what we're talking about. God is present with us. He is with his created beings. So he is here. He is able to see us. And I believe that God, even though he may be a benevolent God and a hands-off, he does know our daily, day-to-day works and functions. We see in the book of Revelation, he says, I know thy works. He says, I know thy love. He knows who we are. He knows, he says, the very hairs of our head. Not one hair falls, and he knows it. And that is God. And then we have also the concept of the Spirit of God and the Son of God. And we've been looking at the Son of God as, and we've turned our eyes on Christ, you know, and we've called on the name of Christ. And what a blessing it is. We call upon the name of the Lord and we begin to sense the presence of God. And then, you know, the next thing we know here, we are by faith calling out to Christ for our salvation. And here is the Spirit of God come alongside to dwell and to guide and give us direction. And somehow all of this ties together. We identify God, we see God. And so I just find that to be a real blessing to consider the triune nature of our God, that it's not that we're merely looking at God on the throne. It's not that it's merely Christ dwelt on this God incarnate, you know, walking on this earth, seated on a throne now, you know, and who but God would have this concept of how that we can become filled with the Spirit of God. That doesn't mean we become God's beloved. It means we become guided by God into all truth. So I'm just blessed to consider the Trinity. One of the things that I find that it is inconsistent with is it's inconsistent the trusting in Jesus Christ, the leading, listening to the leading and the yielding to the leading of the Spirit, it's inconsistent with a life that is religious, with a life that is just a mere set of rules and practices that mankind comes up with. And so I pray that as you consider that and you consider the reality of a relationship, a beautiful relationship with Jesus Christ, that as you consider that and you seek after that, that also you with me can rejoice over what a delight it is that God has instituted or expressed himself as a triune being. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us once again on the Daily Inspiration.